I think there's a great confusion, perhaps with the best of intentions, that we mix the our understanding between humans, which will become saints, and angels. For some reason, just because we do something good, when we die, we don't become angels. Because angels is a different order and a different being than us. They're purely spiritual. And in the last resurrection, angels will not regain back the corporal body. So when we die, we are either going to be saints in heaven or saints to be through that purgative process. So it's important that we recognize that each and every one of us are called to be saints. We don't somehow become angels just because we die, or we don't become angels just because we do something good. Perhaps we think that people are angelic or they are like angels because they are good messengers of God for us, or they have done some type of good deeds. Good, but we have to remember our words mean a lot. When we say someone is like an angel, it's different than someone is as an angel, right? So someone is like an angel just mean that he or she have done some great work for us, or have been a compassionate or loving example of God for us. But angels are different. And angels, each and every one of us at the moment of our conception, had been given a guardian angel to watch over us. Imagine that. And our guardian angels are hard at work. For those who perhaps have never seen light due to the evil acts of abortion or through the unfortunate mishaps of natural causes. But each and every one of us at the moment of our conception had been given a guardian angel. And that guardian angel is watching over us and continue to journey with us, leading us, interceding us, guiding us, and defending us against all temptation, against all evil, and leading us back to our heavenly homeland. And according to the teaching of the church and of the saints, we are given that guardian angel forever. So even when we see our heavenly homeland, that guardian angel continue to be with us. And that angel, not a he or a she, it, right? The guardian angel continue to worship with us, we as saints and them as angels, worshiping God and praising God for all eternity. How wonderful it is for our own guardian angel that hopefully one day, if we continue to listen and heed to our guardian angel's guidance to overcome all evil and temptation, to lift our hearts up and fix our hearts on the homeland, so that one day we will be able to worship God face to face with our own guardian angel. How wonderful it is for our guardian angel to be happy that even though we're weak, and of course none of us are perfect, even though when we fall from time to time, we continue to choose God and put God first. And I think each and every one of us had to know that, of course, we have our guardian angels. Most of the time, well, most of us are given angels of the lowest level, right? And there are 9 orders of angels. And it's important for us to recognize that angels are always good, always good. And they're leading us toward God. And the fallen angels, whom we call demons, are bad. And they're there to tempt us and to turn us away from God. And that's why in the act of exorcism, the act of deliverance, or the acts of dispelling evil spirits or demons, it's important that we know the name. We know the name of that demon so that we can know what level of angels that demon fell from, right? And to know whether that demon is powerful or not. And imagine the battle that we don't see is happening each and every day when the demons around us are trying to attack us, deter us, and turn us away from God, and our guardian angels are defending us. If you don't believe me, see the thoughts in your head and my head that pop up from time to time. Who put it there? Perhaps it's not us. Perhaps it's not our ego alone, but perhaps the demons that are there and the evil ones see our ego, what we desire, and they feed onto that. And then it's so easy to be tempted and to fall into temptation. And that's where St. Paul reminds us to fight the battle well. And then even though we see these thoughts, these tempting thoughts, these godless thoughts, these thoughts that are against the goodness of God and against what we're called to do, somehow, if we really listen, there's a strength that is unimaginable that pushes us to overcome it. And sometimes these lingering thoughts continue to come in, and they're cyclical. They come and go. And that's why we see temptations are all around us. But the angels are helping us, defending us. Therefore, today, as we celebrate our own guardian angel, give thanks. Give thanks for the hard work that our angels are working hard day and night to protect us, to guide us, to defend us, and to help us seek God more and more. Because we know deep within our heart, we cannot do it alone. I don't know about you. If it's not my guardian angels, I wouldn't be where I am today. And I'm glad my guardian angels continue to be with me so that that one day is my hope. Not only that I see my family when I die, but I'll be able to see my guardian angels face to face and said, thank you. I would not be here without you.